Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty again. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to say this really quick. If you want to call in at any time, please make it your show. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live up on top there to our Rumble feed. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, was right when he said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He's absolutely correct, friends. Absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now. When you go to the Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4 tells us that we are a Republican form of government, okay? So when people step outside of that and they start acting as a democracy and claiming that we're a democracy, you have to ask the question as to where they're getting their information from, or why is it that they're calling us a democracy? I mean, Donald Trump has clearly called us a democracy. He said, we are a purified democracy. No, we are not. And why is it that every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously reiterated the point that we are a democracy when, in fact, we are not a democracy? Here, let me put it to you this way. This is actually Fisher Ames. He said of a democracy, he said it is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. So in other words, let me put it this way. So I'm looking at local news, I'm looking at national news, and I'm seeing what all these said legislators and said representatives are doing in contrast to law. And the reason they're getting away with that is because people think that we're a democracy, that they can go ahead and change law at will. No, they cannot. We are ruled by law. We are an empire of laws under God. We are premised on what? Common law. And what is that? The Torah, the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, right? My goodness, folks, again, we are a republic, a constitutional republic. Fisher Ames goes on and says the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness. That means an excessive license to go ahead and do whatever you want to do, which the ambitious call, right, licentious, and the ignorant to believe that it is liberty. It's not liberty to do the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and again, it goes back to the Constitution. Now, I want you to listen to this scripturally speaking, because it's interesting that the Bible talks about how And I'm just going to lay this in a foundational way, in a sense, so that you can understand how we are laid as a Republican, not as a democracy, and also making distinction between those that hear the Word of God and those that do the Word of God. There is a big distinction, friends, that needs to be made here. It says this in 24 Matthew 7, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, right? To believe is a verb, it's an action word. I will liken him unto a wise man, one that does, not just merely hears and does nothing, okay? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. What did Andrew Jackson say? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This is where he's getting it from. And the rain descended. In other words, all these things came up against that rock. And the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. See, the people in this country are the law. And when the people fail to understand that they are the law and that the representative government works for them, not the other way around, and they actually practice what they preach in enforcing the law, they wouldn't have the issues with corruption in the halls of government that they do today. Let me finish this. And every one of these that heareth these my sayings, Jesus said, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Okay? And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Okay? Folks, you're either going to be a doer of the word and holding to the law, or you're going to be a hearer only, deceiving yourselves and allowing corrupt individuals to reside in government to go ahead and change law at will. Because what they're advocating for right now, friends, on so many fronts, isn't law in any sense of the word. It's an affront to the law. Now, I also wanted to make another point here before the first segment's up, in making distinction between a republic and a democracy. It was John Adams that said, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Yet every president since Ronald Reagan continuously reiterates the point that we are a democracy. No, we are not a democracy. And the reason they're doing that is because it's what George Orwell warned of back in the 80s. He said it's a political language designed to make lies sound truthful. Well, if you believe that there is a right and there is a left side of government in America, you are the ones that are playing the fools. You are the ones that are inviting the destruction to take place when the storms come. And why? Because you built your house upon the sand. In P.S., in America, that house on the sand does not exist. Okay? And notice these global order monkeys, they're the ones that are warring against the law. They're the ones saying that we are a democracy. One of the things that you just noticed during them teeing up the show today, you noticed the spirit of revenge between that of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Isn't it interesting, again, friends, and I'm going to highlight this on today's show, isn't it interesting Donald Trump's talking about how much of a treasonous liar Joe Biden is? Well, you got to ask yourself the question, why aren't we hearing about the 1,000 other presidential contenders? Ballotpediapresidential.org. Check it out. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. We're just hearing about Joe and we're hearing about Donald. Why? Because they're two wings to the same bird. They're two individuals that are given as options to the American people, right? And the powers that are tolerated are the ones that gave both of them to you. And I want to make this point on the other side of the break. Folks, I want you to catch this, okay? Because I'm going to talk about this in just a little bit more, a moment here. There wouldn't be a Joe Biden if Donald Trump kept his word in actually draining the swamp. He was the one that said he could do whatever he wanted to do with the Justice Department. Yet we have a Joe Biden because Donald Trump didn't keep his word the first time. Don't tell me this isn't pro wrestling at its very worst, friends, because it is. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about the little charade being played between Joe Biden and Donald Trump again. Now they got their two players, all cameras on them. All cameras have been on them, giving them all the airtime that they need, friends, just to show you how controlled it is once again. But it's interesting that they're calling us a democracy. And isn't it interesting that the warfare is between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? And I want to highlight this again. Donald Trump is the one that's calling out Joe for being treasonous, which he is, for being a liar, which he is, and the list goes on, for which he is, and then some. Put that up against John 8:44. Wait a second, Donald. See, this is what I'm talking about, the control the mainstream media has over the minds of those that think they know better. How come no questions have ever been asked to Donald Trump, real questions instead of softballs or pre-scripted questions that they know are coming their way? How come nobody's ever asked old Donnie, con man Donnie, you're up against Joe Biden again, and yet Joe Biden would have been in prison at least a long time ago if you'd have kept your word in draining the swamp, but you didn't do that. See, but people, they depend. The powers that are tolerated in every country, especially dictatorships, they depend on the short-term memories of the American people so they can play them again and again and again and again. And the American people are stuck in the cycle again. Why? Because they love going around the mountain. They all complain about how sick and tired they are of the establishment, but they keep following the same people that are leading the charge. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and that's exactly why you got a Donald Trump, and that is exactly why you got Joe Biden. And what's the difference? There isn't one. There isn't one. In just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking about Donald Trump. You know, the guy that called himself, I didn't call him, the father of the vaccine. He called himself the father of the vaccine. He's claiming the vaccines have saved us from COVID. Does anybody believe this? Even his worshipers? We know that when Donald Trump is on the presidential stump, on the campaign trail, he's out there in front of all of his ignorant political worshipers, Acts 12:22. It's interesting, he's telling people to keep going out there and getting their shots, and they're booing him in the process. But recently he had the audacity to come out and tell them, hey man, I'm responsible for the vaccine. Look at how many lives I have saved. He says COVID no longer controls our life. Well, let me tell you this, Mr. Donald Trump. It never did control my life because I didn't let it control my life, number one. And you're a liar. There's no truth in you, John 8:44. And you all the well know that there's 17 million people dead because of what you advocated for. And if people would have listened to the Lord instead of a corrupt politician getting caught up into the same games they claim that they're sick and tired of, they would have never took the shot in the first place. Read your Bibles. Again, I've explained this, but for the new viewers and the new listeners, the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19. You're not supposed to mix seed, regardless of what it may be. What does the enemy come to do? John 10:10. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What a better way to kill somebody than to put it right in their blood? And I'm talking about the poison that killed those 17 million people. And yet, have they been dealt with by the people worldwide? Nope. They're re-engaging. They're still pushing the same propaganda. The said man that they're trying to put in the people's White House right now, Donald Trump, all by design, presidents are not elected, they are selected, said Roosevelt back in the 30s. People still haven't come to that realization, no matter how much they suffer the abuse of the criminals that they continuously worship. And for the life of me, I don't understand this, especially when our forefathers showed us to the Declaration of Independence what they didn't put up with. Three quarters of that documentation is what our forefathers wouldn't put up with. Do you realize that your said totalitarian system of government over the last 3.5 years did try to, by force, make you submit when they have zero authority to do so? Do you realize that? Can you imagine if you let them get away with this, what they're going to do the next time around? Oh my goodness, folks. It is just the sickest thing. Let's go back to what I was talking about earlier. There's a political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful, and I'm just going off of how they teed the show up today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me say it again. There's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. In other words, let me say it this way. And I'll say it slow because I know that some people have a real hard time with this because it's Donnie, their political idol. Yet they call themselves Christians. They just love Donnie more than they do the Lord. That's all. Okay? I want you to listen carefully. The mainstream media knows how to lie better than you people know how to tell the truth. And yet Scripture tells us in 1 John, there is no, in any sense of the word, truth in a lie. The mainstream media knows how to lie better than you people that are out there worshiping Donald Trump and playing along with this little charade that you say you're sick and tired of. They know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. The difference is they're practicing their lie while you're sitting there just talking about your truth by complaining about what you tolerate. Romans 1:16-18. Read it when you get a moment. It's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. Notice how between all parties, it's interesting here, and I want to show you how this works again. Nikki Haley, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, she is a double EF student under Klaus Schwab. So is Ramaswamy. So the list goes on. They're all a part of Klaus Schwab's Fourth Revolutionary Reich. I'm not making this up. Here, speaking of which, I want to go to this because it just came to my aid, and I just pulled this up, and tell me this isn't what's going on, folks, because it's exactly what's going on.
And therefore, we need a designated defense commissioner for the next
2024 meets 1939, brand new.
Itself. And we will be the party that delivers on a defense union. And this topic needs undivided.
She is quoting Adolf Hitler in 2024 concerning what he said in 1939. I'm still, you know what? And everybody, my family on social media platforms have known, those that have been listening to me for years, you know that we've been on this pattern of the Third Reich for years. And slowly but surely, that ugly head keeps rising up, and everybody's making the parallel between Adolf Hitler and exactly what's going on under Klaus Schwab in America today. Isn't that insane? But it's happening, okay? You've been told. Here, let me go back to this. Nikki Haley, she goes into the whole campaign broke. She has zero credibility. Listen to me carefully. She goes into the campaign broke. She's a student of Klaus Schwab. She's told to go play the nemesis to that of Donald Trump. Go play his arch enemy. We need to fill the seats. We need to keep people in front of the television set. So let's put up another contender that nobody likes, just like they did with Joe Biden, just like they did with Hillary Clinton. The list goes on. Okay, and then you're supposed to pick between the lesser of two evils when the Bible tells us to pick or choose neither, 2 Chronicles 19:2. But isn't this interesting? They have Nikki Haley, broke as could be. People didn't figure it out. Dude, it was simple to see. Because I've been paying attention to the cycle, and the anointing gives me eyes to see, and it gives me ears to hear. It's not hard or difficult to see. Wait a second. So Donald Trump is talking to the world before the pandemic, before he opened the curtains to that whole stage, and letting the pharmaceuticals attack the people on a global basis or a worldwide basis. It's interesting. He's over at the WEF, World Economic Forum, praising Klaus Schwab for doing such a great job. Nikki Haley just happens to be a student of Klaus Schwab. So the question I would ask everybody is, what's the difference? There is no difference. But what I want you to catch is Nikki Haley, she has no credibility. Nobody likes her. Hardly anybody really knows who she is except for what the mainstream media and the attention that they've given her. It's interesting, friends. She made $6 million, and the day before she pulled out of the race, she said, I'm going nowhere. What was she doing? She was raising money off the ignorance of the people that actually believed her lies. Okay? Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. They're liars. Hey, folks, they put everything, they banked everything on this life. That is until they close their eyes and then meet their maker, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, 21 verse 5, go to the end of the chapter, and that's in the book of Revelation. See, so they're going to understand that their riches, that they lied to the people and they deceived to the people to get from them, that their riches are not going to profit on that day. And then they're going to end up in hell, just like Rockefeller, just like Rothschild, just like the Bushes. And then they want to come back, but they can't, like the rich ruler in Luke 16, to warn people that this place that Bradley Dean was trying to warn people from is really, really what he said it was. Folks, the fire that will not be quenched.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
US USA News Update. Three people have been killed after a National Guard helicopter crashes at our southern border. Two National Guard soldiers killed. One Border Patrol agent also died in the crash. Another soldier being treated in the hospital. Now, the chopper was in the vicinity conducting aviation operations near Rio Grande City in Texas. In Hawaii, AI technology is going to be used to prevent wildfires. Fire detection sensors are being installed to hopefully prevent what happened in Maui with that raging wildfire. Turning now to politics.
We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You're listening to First Lady Jill Biden as she warms up the crowd in Philadelphia ahead of the president's speech there Friday.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose, period.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this again because I was just talking, friends, about how they're playing the people again. Matter of fact, I'm wondering if the whole show's just changing on me. And Lord, I'll follow and do whatever you want me to do here. And if that's the direction we're going, I'll go with it. But it's interesting that just this week, I'm speaking of Nikki Haley right now, okay? And this includes all of them, that no one's exempt. Nikki Haley goes into the race. She's completely broke. They're both students of the WEF, talking about Donald Trump, praising Klaus Schwab, talking about Nikki Haley actually submitting to Klaus Schwab, talking about how great of a job he's doing. Interestingly enough, Nikki Haley says the day before she falls out that I'm not going anywhere. The reason she did that is because she was raising money. She raised $6 million. So she went from being broke to a millionaire six times over by getting thrown into the ring with Donald Trump. If anybody even took her serious. Okay, maybe they were just funneling their money. Maybe they were just laundering money. I'm not kidding. That's probably where she got her money from. She says she's going nowhere. The very next day, she withdraws, just like the rest of them. What do they do during the whole campaigns, friends? They do nothing but attack each other and tell the world about each other's crimes. That's what they do. And regardless if they call it a crime or not, read the Constitution and you'll understand who's breaking the law and who's not. But they accuse each other of crimes and how they let people down, how they broke the law, so on and so forth. And then the day after she falls out, makes her $6 million, Donald Trump asked her to be on his team. I'm not making this up. This is how stupid people have become in this country. They're treating politics like it's some sort of football game, not realizing that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. They're allowing these politicians to desecrate their memories. That's what the American people are doing. And in many cases, the memories of those in their own families that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants in third world countries that they're praising in their own backyard today. I don't know how many times I've reiterated this point. Interestingly enough, folks, I'm online right now, and I just noticed that all of our followers just fell off the screen. Every single one of them just fell off the screen. Okay, this is the stuff. I got to stop here. This is the censorship that we have been dealing with that is aimed at you. This is the information they don't want you to have. Okay? This is one outlet, and all of the followers just fell off the page as I'm broadcasting here. Again, let me remind you, this is all aimed at you, not just me. They want voices like mine censored because the information that I'm giving you is absolutely true 100%. Now it just came back. Now, they just refreshed the page, okay? Good. Well, they're doing something on my end, guys. So let me go back to this, okay? Because I was talking about the spirit of revenge. Or should I bring you over to Lauren Boebert really quick since we're speaking to that? I'm not going to change the topic in the sense of not highlighting it. I'm just going with the flow right now. I've got literally 30-some tabs up on the top of information I need to share with you. But if the Lord wants to guide me and lead me in different directions, Romans 8:14, I'm going to go there. So let me do this really quick. Lauren Boebert this week, just to show you, she's got a really high opinion of herself, and I don't know why. And I call her daddy's little girl because daddy lied to her at home, because when she goes out in public, she still thinks that everybody thinks the same things of her as her daddy did. Seriously, she's just an absolute joke. But what I want you to see, and the joke is on you, by the way, she just sent me an email. How she got my information, I have no idea. But this is what it says. Lauren Boebert, okay? This is how you're being played, Americans. It says, I have good news and I have bad news. That's the headline. The bad news is that we failed to reach our February goal. Well, it's interesting, friends, because she makes $174,000 a year from her position of being that of a representative from Colorado. But what is she doing outside of that $174,000? She's begging for more money from her constituents. This is how they get wealthy, okay? She said, the bad news is we failed to reach our February goal. The good news is that my team is allowing us to extend our deadline until 11:59. Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh, man. Lauren, I was just going to take my whole paycheck and send it all the way over to you because I really know that you need it. Right? Wrong. Lauren Boebert, according to Forbes magazine, is worth $45 million. And this isn't an isolated case. Americans, when are you going to wake up to how you're being played? Also wanted to let you know, during the time that this came out, this piece from Lauren Boebert, it was also interesting to note that Louder News, okay, Steve's kind of a little baby I seen the other day. It's like, oh, wow. I mean, the guy's a grown-up and he acts like a little baby. And he acts like what's going on in this country is a joke somehow concerning some of the issues, and they're not. I want you to see this because I don't want you ever saying that I said something that's not true. Okay, this is, according to Forbes magazine, Lauren Boebert is worth $45 million. Just wanted you to see that. Okay? I also wanted to let you know that the same time that came out, this came out. The U.S. national debt is rising by $1 trillion about every 100 days. Now, can I show you in a nutshell as to how you're being played? Okay, so our said representatives, who are not working for the American people anymore, we all know this. They're working for special interest groups. This is, again, the judgments of the Lord upon a rebellious nation, period. Okay? Isn't it interesting, at the same time that this came out, that the U.S. national debt is rising by $1 trillion about every 100 days. Okay? I just showed it to you. Isn't it interesting? At the same time, she's begging for money. And again, this is not an isolated case. Do you know that as our national debt goes in, according to this, I don't believe it, $1 trillion every 100 days. Isn't it interesting, at the same time, simultaneously, our said representatives that are aiding that national deficit to further enslave us and our children, isn't it interesting that at the same exact time they're becoming millionaires? Do you hear what I said? As we're being indebted by these same representatives, right, that think they're cute, that are part of some cult, they're a part of this alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18, again, no doubt about that, begging for more money, they're becoming millionaires while you're being enslaved, you and your posterity. Okay, I just wanted you to see that. And again, one more point I think I need to add. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene and so many others during the pandemic, do you remember when Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually condemning Joe Biden? She wore a mask. This mask is as worthless as Biden is. Remember how, you know, she's just a little clown in the circus of politics. That's exactly what she is. Isn't it interesting that at the same time she was actually investing into big pharma companies? I'm not making this up. I can't make it up. Folks, I can't make up the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene was investing into big pharma companies. I don't know what people don't understand when I'm telling you this. It's not like I'm creating this kind of conversation because I don't have anything better to do. No, again, it comes back to the fact that I don't like being lied to, and I don't like you being lied to neither. And I can smell a con a mile away, okay? I was raised in that mess in North Minneapolis in what you would call the hood. Maybe that's why I was raised there. Probably. But did you know that Marjorie Taylor Greene was actually, as she was decrying the vaccine Nazis, who Donald Trump started, by the way, the father of the vaccine? Isn't it interesting? She was found to be investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca. Americans, when are you going to wake up? When the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. That's how the game is played. When the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. Now, let me go back to Boebert really quick. Did you know that Lauren Boebert, like her good buddy Marjorie Taylor Greene, also invested into Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson? And you know what's crazy? I see it all the time. I'm just conveying to you what I see and experience, friends. That's my testimony, right? It's the people that think they know what they're talking about that are being duped by these clowns. And then on the other hand, I see these other people making fun of Joe Biden and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert and these other cons, these other bad actors in pro wrestling, because that's what it is. You know what's crazy about it? They put posts out there mocking them, and I got to tell those people, wait a second, the joke's on you. They're the ones making all the money off of your debt. They're the ones driving the national deficit. And at the same time, they're begging for money. Rand Paul, his wife buying stock into Remdesivir while he's allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci. By the way, is judgment or justice ever been brought to Anthony Fauci? Nope. How many millions of dollars has Rand Paul raised while his wife behind the backs of the American people is investing into Remdesivir, right? Oh, what about Matt Gaetz? Or what about Jim Jordan? What about Trey Gowdy? They're all in this alliance. You lose, they win your money. Folks, but what they don't realize is they're going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug as well at the end of the day. They don't think that far through. I do. I'm a preacher. The law of truth is supposed to be in my mouth, and so it is. We'll be right back. I'm going to come back and finish that party spirit revenge between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Yeah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I wonder what happened to that. Speaking of Lauren Boebert really quick again, friends, you do remember not too long ago she was caught because she just got a divorce and then her son ends up in jail for something. But what was interesting is she's caught in a movie theater vaping. I mean, we're talking about a full-grown woman vaping, right? She's vaping, and she's interconnected with a guy that's interconnected with the whole LGBTQ, RSTUVWXYZ. Groups, which should come as no surprise. I mean, you're being inundated that with that stuff all across the boards. Okay, so let's go full circle so I can finish this hour and make it clean, and then we're going to get back to Donald Trump, the father of the vaccines. Donald just came out and said the vaccine saved us from COVID. No, they created something that didn't exist, okay, to go to force and by force take away your money and get poison injected into your body, where 17 million people are no longer here to talk about it. You know, it's interesting. Nobody that didn't take the shot, nobody's complaining about a thing. Everybody's just fine. Doesn't that kind of conclude the issue concerning the matter? Yep, it does. Nobody's complaining about it. The only people that are complaining about anything are the ones that took this vaccination. What does Donald do? He tries to put the lie for the truth. That's what they do. Okay, but let me finish this because, again, I got one more segment. If you want to call in, I got how many people on live chat? 1-866-582-9933. Here's the good news. How many times the show has been led by something that you brought up in a positive or in a negative, Jude 3 and 4? So if you want to contend, we can. If you want to get out here and let 160 affiliates across the country hear you, that's fantastic. Pro or con, it matters not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to this. This was a forewarning concerning how... let me stop. If you want people to fill the seats at a boxing match, what do you do? Again, common sense comes into play because it's exactly what they do in politics. You promote the fight. And you have to get both that are allegedly fighting for the position or the crown or the belt to go after each other to arouse the people's curiosity to draw them in to buy tickets, right? Well, that's what the mainstream media is doing all day with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's pathetic. I mean, Americans, you've become a laughing stock to the rest of the world. You really have. Why? Because of what you tolerate. And this started a long time ago. Especially under Clinton and Obama. You became a laughing stock. You showed the world how weak you were, how unwilling you were to stand up and love on the Lord and obey his commandments. Proverbs 7:2. I ask you the question, how do you fill the seats? You promote the fight. That's what you do. That's what the mainstream media does. They're doing it all day long, and it's absolutely a joke. And the difference is, and what's pathetic about it, is they're not at war with each other. They're pushing both the same initiative, same agenda. Because there is absolutely no difference. Somebody please, 1-866-582-9933, because somebody always gets mad about this. What's the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden concerning what it is that they're pushing forward and what they have pushed forward? 1-866-582-9933. I want somebody that knows more than me to tell me the truth. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so we were told a long time ago to beware of what we're seeing today and what we've seen for the last how many decades in this country, way before I've been born. Did you know that Washington called the spirit of party? He said, it is inseparable from our nature, having its roots in the strongest passion of the human mind, namely the tribal passion to separate the world into we versus they, into rival and competing groups. The spirit can then easily become a desire to see our side win, regardless of whether our side is better than their side, and regardless of the issues at stake or the facts of the matter. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's not premised on principle. It's premised on looks and character, just like in Hollywood. Folks, Hollywood is pathetic. You know, I keep spawning off of this topic here. Hollywood is pathetic. They're immoral. Hey, folks, since when did politicians become people of importance? Especially the ones that you know are lying to you all the time, which pretty much encapsulates all of them. It's the same thing in Hollywood. Isn't it interesting how they put the camera up to these actors in Hollywood? Those that are continuously spewing out their immoralities, which are destroying culture, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. Like, they're people of importance? Or like football players? When you know the NFL is completely rigged, the whole world knows it now. And then you have the audacity to sit there and say, oh, look at those guys. They're preying on the field. No, they're preying on you as they're deceiving you into believing and wanting you to believe something that they are not. Oh, that's a greater damnation, actors. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. The alternate dominion or domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities. Who's creating the war? Who's creating the war? The ignorance of the people. If you want peace, then be the law. If you don't want peace, remove the law. It's that simple. That's what these politicians are doing. This is what Washington is saying. They perpetuated the most horrid enormities. is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. Did you see just 3 weeks ago people were asked about Donald Trump becoming a dictator? And his worshipers said, you know, sometimes we need a father-like figure to go ahead and chastise us into place. I showed the video. What do you think this is all about? What do you think this they're doing their best to precipitate? A dictatorship, because that's what it's become. Hey, folks, every facet of your life right now, you're under attack by your said government. That's a totalitarian system of government. That is not American government. And who's leading the way? Let me ask you, who's leading the way? People you hate or the politicians that you love? Did you say love? That's what I thought you said. You know, Joseph Stalin killed 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people, just like Mao Zedong did. Do you know that those that have been murdered by Mao Zedong, by Joseph Stalin, and other dictators of the past, do you know the grandchildren of those that have been murdered by those dictators now praise the ones that murdered their grandparents? And they call the Mao Zedongs the father of their nation. They call the Joseph Stalins the father of their nation. Doesn't that put a chill up your spine when you hear Donald Trump worshipers say the same thing? He's a father type? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Talking about party spirit, you just heard what he said. This is all purposed. It's human nature. Make the distinction between the spirit man and the carnal man. The children of the flesh and the children of the spirit, John 3:6. Here, I can clarify this real quick for you. John Adams said this: there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties. Hey, friends, you don't have just two great parties today. You have 101 unconstitutional parties, and not a one of them has lawful standing. John goes on, he said, into two great parties. And how did he say they would act? They would be each arranged under a leader, and they would concert measures in opposition to each other, warring against each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. So Americans have given norm and sway to what John Adams said was to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Joe Biden, a Democratic Party, Donald Trump, a Republican Party, neither one exist. If it was the rule of law by the people and understanding their position under God and holding their said representatives responsible for the crimes that they've committed and deceiving by creating parties that don't exist, every one of them would be in jail right now, at least. The people would have put them there a long time ago. What is it all set up to do? To divide the people. Jesus said a house divided against itself will not stand. I reiterate this more than probably anything else on this show, besides driving the hammer of justice. We need justice, Americans. This is hour one. We got hour two coming up. And I'm going to go over to Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, who said that, you know, I'm the one responsible for these vaccines. And look at all the lives we saved from COVID. Oh, did you see recently that they reverted back to COVID as being a flu strain? After how many people have been genocided by the likes of Donald Trump and the pharmaceutical companies and the CDC and the NIH, huh? Yeah, and the...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.